Last month, the State Department of Environmental Conservation followed up on a promise made in Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State this year, back in those pre-COVID times, to create a Catskills Strategic Planning Advisory Group responsible with crafting a plan to address the problems accompanying the increased popularity of the park and ensure it can be enjoyed for many future generations. And to discuss this initiative, we're joined by Catherine Natto, Deputy Director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, a group that works to protect the region while ensuring it can still be enjoyed at the same time, and will be represented on the new task force. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thanks so much, Dave.
So as I mentioned in the intro, the governor teased this advisory group in the State of the State address back in January. When you first heard it take that shape from the governor, what was your reaction? Was this something that has been long awaited and you were really, you know, excited about?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're thrilled. I mean, the Catskills has just been gaining in popularity over the last several years. It was featured as one of the top 10 places in the world to visit by Traveler magazine. People are starting to realize what a gem the Catskill Park and Catskill region is. And so as we get more visitors, we need to do more planning to make sure that when people get here, they have a great time. It's a good, experience for them. And that we're also protecting the natural resources that are the Catskill Park. So this is something that we're certainly very excited about. We were psyched to hear it in the State of the State, and then we're very happy to get the word that it's officially coming together.
So New York State has identified 6 goals for managing public use in the Catskill Park region. Can you discuss what you think is sort of the main areas of those 6, which include public safety and communities, along roadways, at trailheads, and interior areas, and 5 other topics that you think are some of the ones that really need the most attention?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we've seen in the Catskills is that there are these hot spots popping up, right? Where thanks to social media and kind of the way that everybody communicates these days, word gets out about one really amazing place and it can get overrun with visitors. And when that happens, we see lots of impacts. I mean, there are the really obvious ones like parking along roadways that were never intended to accommodate parking. You see a lot more litter and trash at the trailheads and along the trails. And you can start to see, even things like trails becoming wider as more and more people use them. All of this also has some unseen impacts, like, when trails are getting wider, we're compacting more earth. That causes more runoff, right? And that causes problems in the spring when we got the snow coming off the mountains for flooding and other issues. It creates problems with trash because then you get wildlife that's way too friendly. And while everybody likes scenic pictures of bears in the woods, nobody likes pictures of bears eating out of trash bins. And nobody wants those close encounters with wild animals. So there are a lot of seen and unseen impacts. And pulling together the advisory group to start really addressing those kind of on a holistic level. Because what the advisory group does is it brings in people who primarily focus on resource conservation, also people who focus on tourism. It brings in the Department of Transportation. It brings in local municipal officials. So we're getting a lot of different areas of expertise all coming to the table to hammer out how do we address these issues. And that's exactly what we need to happen so we don't get further behind the ball.
From your perspective, though, is this a case where we have unanswered questions, or do people like Catskill Mountain Keeper already have really strong ideas about the best way to ensure the longevity of the Catskill Park, and we just need to implement those ideas?
I think it's both. I mean, there are a lot of tried and true solutions out there that incorporate both like natural resource protection and visitor management. And so some of those are pretty basic. And the Department of Environmental Conservation is taking some of these on already, right, where it's like public education campaigns, making sure that people understand kind of the values and the concepts behind the phrase leave no trace, so that they're coming to the park already understanding how they can go out and enjoy themselves in a way that doesn't leave too big an impact, doesn't cause harm. So public education campaigns are part of it. Getting people and boots on the ground, stewards and trail ambassadors, a friendly face at the trailhead who can meet you and say, hey, how's it going? How far up the trail are you going today? All right, flip-flops might not be the best, best shoe choice here. Let's head somewhere else. And to help kind of head off those problems. And then we can also go down the road of exploring limiting use. How many people are the right number of people to have in a particular place so that, you know, everybody still has a good, safe experience, and also so that we're protecting resources. It's this constant balance. And so there's a lot of tools out there. What we're excited about, though, is that this group will bring everybody together region-wide to start identifying and implementing them. But the one thing I'll say is that, you know, no matter how awesome the ideas are or the, you know, the policies that come out of this, unless we put the money behind them and unless we put the resources behind them, it's not going to make that big, you know, it's not going to make the difference that we want to see. So that, there's two sides of this. There's the planning side, and then there's also the investment side.
What sort of investment have the Catskills been receiving from the state in the last 10 years of the Cuomo administration? Has it been adequate, or has it not been up to snuff?
Well, you know, as advocates, we always want more, right? We can point to very good reasons about how and why we need the investment in the region. And, you know, and we need this now more than ever. As we've seen, you know, again, we've seen numbers rising. We've been doing these economic impact studies and these tourism studies for a little while now. And, you know, you see the numbers steadily ticking up. And then this year, in the face of COVID, visitor numbers went through the roof as people were coming in from the metropolitan area and coming down from Albany. And then we also saw a lot of locals going out and enjoying what the park has to offer, because it was a safe place to get out and still be with friends and family. So you know, in light of that, we need the planning and we need the investment. We need the support for trail stewards, trail maintenance. We need, you know, support for roadways and in the infrastructure projects in the Catskills as well. So there's a lot of different places that we can invest and a lot of opportunity there.
So moving forward, what is the timeline for not only crafting recommendations, but also implementing them?
So the advisory group is tasked with presenting a final report by the end of 2021. However, this is the absolute time to get started right now. I mean, we need to dig in on this as soon as possible. What we saw in the Adirondacks, where there's also an advisory group along these same lines, is they came out with an interim report at around 6 months and are working on finalizing their final report now. I'm hopeful that we get a similar process in the Catskills, because this is the time to plan for the next high season, which is typically, you know, May, Memorial Day through Columbus Day. So we need to have, you know, yes, we need to have these discussions now. Yes, we need a report by the end of next year. We also can't wait till the end of next year to make sure that we're headed on the right track.
Prior to this report coming out, we'll have another budget process here in Albany. What are you going to be keeping an eye out for in the governor's proposed budget, which it seems like it's going to be out, you know, sooner than later? I mean, it's about 3 months away from now. It'll be finally dropping.
I know. It sneaks up. We're going to be looking at the Environmental Protection Fund. There's a line in the Environmental Protection Fund specifically for stewardship. And so we want to make sure that the fund itself stays strong, and then also that this particular line that supports things like trail stewards, trail maintenance, and other activities out in the park is also robust. And then we'll be looking, you know, for throughout the rest of the budget to make sure, first of all, that, you know, that key programs aren't cut, because we recognize that this is a really serious budget year with the deficit that's looming. And then also looking for investment wherever we can in the region and in the park itself.
We've been speaking with Catherine Natto. She is the Deputy Director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, which is participating in the Governor's Catskill Strategic Planning Advisory Group. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.